This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. Today we're going to review Bad Boys for Life for you. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this 2020 action sequel to what used to be pretty popular. It's directed by first-time directors for an American film, Adi El Arbi and Bilal Fallah.
He's new and well done.
They're both new. There's two of them.
Yeah, okay. There's two of them? Yeah. I thought there was like one
produced
name.
By Jerry Bruckheimer, right. Will Smith, and Doug Belgrade. Although, did you notice Simpson Bruckheimer?
Yes, which is weird because Don Simpson
died
a while back, so clearly it's... I don't know how this works.
It's the story is from Peter Craig and Joe Carnahan, of course. Joe Carnahan of The Grey and Smoking Aces fame.
Bit of a surprise.
And The A-Team.
Yes.
Okay, and the screenplay is by Chris Bremner, Peter Craig and Joe Carnahan. And stars, of course, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Vanessa Hudgens, Alexander Ludwig, Joey Pants, Paula Nunez.
Pants, really?
Joey Pantoliano.
Oh, Pantoliano, yes.
Okay. It's 124 minutes long. The budget was about $90 million, so it's a considerable downgrade from the previous Bad Boys 2, which Michael Bay made in 2003.
And seems it, yes.
Thus far, doing very well, projected to make $68 million opening weekend, Wayne.
What? Okay.
In America alone.
All right, well.
And can I remind all you good folk out there, this was number 10 on Wayne's most anticipated film of the year list.
Yes, it was.
A moment which gave me severe consternation because I thought, what the fuck?
So you're saying you thought it was going to be crap. You knew you had already...
I had low expectations.
I would say I also had low expectations.
No,
but
you didn't.
It
was your 10th most anticipated film of the
year. I still wanted to see it.
You're an idiot.
I wanted to see it. Doesn't mean it's like... Yeah, it makes complete sense. I don't know what kind of bullshit you're fucking... Anyway.
Just tell us what it's about.
All right, cool. Old school cops Mac Lowry and Marcus Burnett, they team up again to take down the vicious leader of a Miami drug cartel. And in the midst of that, there's this newly created like section of LAPD called AMMO. And that is basically a bunch of young, attractive people and one attractive older woman. And this is them basically
age-appropriate.
Yes, doing probably still look pretty young for him, like to him for me. Anyway. That's the movie. It's just them doing more of the Bad Boys shit, except they're old now because it's like 13 years since the last Bad Boy. Is that right?
17.
Yeah. All right.
Whole decades have passed.
Wow. What did you think, Paul?
Straight.
Yeah, I'm throwing it to you because I want to know you.
I kind of thought. Okay, look, I didn't love it, but it was absolutely fine.
Fuck off, really?
Yeah. This film is no worse than the first two.
No!
It's no better.
It's definitely no bloody better. All right, so hang on.
I'm solid on this film. And like most reviewers are. It's like a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, man. I took Yate Dog, a friend of mine, to this screening. Because he's all down with Mike Lowry and stuff like that. We used to always love those movies, okay?
But well, not down with Marcus.
Marcus was great. Marcus was all great. Bad Boys was in as much.
Because
exactly
Yate Dog,
like
me, is now much more Marcus than Mike Lowry.
Yate Dog's going to hear this. So cool.
He would agree. He is now a married man.
I'm more like Marcus than motherfucking.
No, you're like Will Smith. You're like Mike Lowry.
No.
Or you are.
I'm not like.
You wouldn't believe it looking at him, but trust me.
Trust me, there's no Mike Lowry here. having said that,
shameful to admit.
No, so you think it was fine. Here's my thing about the movie, all right? So it was not as funny as any of the other Bad Boys is, okay? In particular, number two, all right? Look at number two. Remember that scene where, like, Marcus accidentally ingests ecstasy? And then he has to... Remember that shit in the morgue? And then he has to go into the captain's house and he's doing this shit. And, like, he's, like, you know, dancing in and Will Smith is getting pissed. That stuff was gold. That was hilarious, man. All that shit was good. Even that when the kid comes to the door and he's like, who the fuck are you? You know, and he's coming to take out Marcus's daughter.
I think Bad Boys 2 is pretty hard. It's pretty nasty film.
This film,
as much as it features Mexican cartel killers and shit like that and some big deaths and all the rest of that stuff, it's much lighter in tone than Bad Boys 2, which is just like bad blood for life.
But that meant something and it was more fun. See, you know, when we walked out of the...
Fun. I don't think that film was more fun.
Bad Boys 2 wasn't more fun?
No.
Of course it was more fun. It had cars flying over them and then hanging out the window going, whoa! Look,
other than the greatest car chase ever filmed.
in joke there, everyone. No, but this was like them not quite getting as good. I don't know. Like, weird shit happened. We'll get into spoilers later on where certain things which we absolutely did not expect to happen happened. And maybe the movie suffered for it. Not sure. According to Paul, maybe it didn't. But it didn't work as well, and it didn't feel as Bad Boys-y. And I find that Marcus, like Martin Lawrence, his barbs don't have the same sting they used to have.
That never had a sting. Martin
Lawrence
is one of the most overrated pieces of shit ever.
He's fine. He's fine.
He's no worse in this film. And I have to say, not as fat as I thought he was going to be.
Well, this is my big issue. So at the beginning of before the movie, we had spoke about it on the show.
We
saying,
had laughed about it.
All right, look.
I'm sorry. We had fat shamed Martin Lawrence. And I have my apologies to Martin. We should not fat shame anyone.
As a man who's been fat shamed his whole life... I'm like, okay with it. I'm like, you know, you get to a thick skin.
Whoa, hold on.
Shut up, bitch. All right. But this is his thing. His expletive-laden like comebacks used to be, quite funny, and I think it's lost its edge. I think it's
they've lost their edge. They're not that... They were never that funny, and they're not that funny as, I guess...
No, they were! Mid-40-year-old there was funny shit at some time, but at this stage here, Martin Lawrence looks like he's in pain the whole movie. All right? He looks like he's just
lumbering.
That's pretty
much the way I look whenever watching Martin Lawrence act.
Well, I mean, and the thing is, we all get it, right? Because I basically am full of, like, you know, all kinds of shit happens, but with my body. But, like, I'm fine with the spark or the youthful vigor going out of the characters because
that's the whole point.
They're presented
they're
as old.
They're older,
now,
and right? One of them's considering retiring, and the other one's like, fine. Bad Boys for life. We fucking pounded it out. We should be doing this forever.
Which is just, I mean, for me, right?
I'm going to be 100 and fucking chasing down criminals. No, you're not!
This is why I didn't like it, right? When you reach, how old is Will Smith? 53, something like that?
In real life, yeah.
Okay,
like.
So his character is at least 50. Because they acknowledge it's 17 years.
I think they're our age. I think they're playing mid-40s.
All right.
Anyway, Martin Lawrence, although that said, could a cop really... Okay, this reminds me of a point.
What?
A Miami cop is talking about retirement. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe it is early 50s.
Yeah.
A Miami cop is talking about retirement, like at 50. You're going to live another 30, 35, maybe 40 years if you're really lucky. You're not going to work another day in your life and live off the pension of a cop. What the fuck?
No, and that's the other thing.
Because this is a world in which it's not real world.
I would love to retire at 50, by the way.
We are on the countdown.
I don't think it's
going to
happen. I know.
No, it's not going to happen. The point is that this film takes place in an alternate reality. An alternate reality where Miami cops make enough money to drive supercars and have a loft apartments and...
Well, Mike Lowry is supposedly rich because he has family money, right?
Still, and even, but Marcus Burnett, even he can afford to retire in his early 50s.
That's true. And in the second Bad Boys, he had the most pimped out house on on this short, you know...
They're
like,
also, by the way, we live in a world where the police can form this ammo unit, which may as well be a high-tech military grade fucking special ops unit
now,
with all the tech that they have at their disposal. And in this world, you can drive with a police escort and almost cause 73 accidents in the first 5 minutes of the film.
And no problem at all.
To get to your birth of your grandchild.
That's right. That's right. Now, that immediately was a problem because when it opens up, it's like they're doing this thing and then it turns out to be not worthwhile.
It's a problem, but it's re-establishing the world.
I can let it go. Yeah. All right? That's not a problem there. But when we walked out, me and Yate Dog walked out, the first thing he said was, did we really fucking need 21 Jump Street in here? Right? That ammo thing.
Oh, okay. Here's where we're going to disagree. This is why I like the movie New Deal.
You like ammo?
Yeah. This is
why?
Because it's the changing of the guard.
Suck my dick. There's four of them. And one of them's like, they're all like, okay, so Vanessa Hudgens is somehow the Terminator.
Which is cool. Why not make the woman be
she's 3 feet tall. All right.
Nevertheless, she kicks
ass. Okay, I'll let that go. All right. Then we get the big dude. There's a big beefcake dude who's oddly pacifist because now he's a tech dude.
Yeah, we're making a point that not everyone is what they should be based on their looks.
That's fine, but each of these characters...
I understand how that went over your head.
No, suck a dick. Eat my balls. My actual issue is each of these characters played only one note. And
of course they did.
Yeah.
There's not enough time in this fucking movie.
Okay.
Thank God they didn't try and give them...
What about the...
No, they said that the big beefcake dude, he had some issues from killing someone who was... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and then...
Spoilers.
It's fine.
So it's very minor spoilers, to be honest.
But the good-looking Asian dude is like, he fucks with Will Smith, and I never kind of bought it, because then later on they're like, yo, what's up, G? You know, and it's just like...
Spoilers.
Sorry. I'm basically saying you don't have to see the movie, but Paul obviously thinks you do.
I totally disagree. If you're a Bad Boys fan... This is absolutely
no. You're gonna
your
see
jam.
It if you're a fan of the franchise. But I
ran there and you spoke over me. Dude, how dare you?
Oh, sorry, slut. Go ahead.
No, I've said it now.
If you're a fan,
I'm gone.
Look.
Okay, here's what I'll say. Here's why I liked it. Other than the fact I didn't mind the ammo addition to the team, I think that this is much better directed than a Michael Bay film.
No, really? Yeah,
way better. Because I could actually comprehend the action that was going on. There wasn't 73,000 cuts every 4 seconds.
I guess we can agree on that because there's no doubt that the fast cutting style of Michael Bay pissed me off.
As in Shit Underground.
Yeah, Shit Six Underground is shit. Yep. So sure. But I would say also that the trade-off is the actual action sequences were not as exciting as the Michael Bay ones
I'm used to. No, but this film's $90 million, right? You got to remember that. It's not $150. So it wasn't going to have the craziness of the Battle of Favala. So,
but
and
that
all
aside, you're watching Bad Boys 3 after Bad Boys 2. No,
it got dumped to January, man.
Yeah. Is this known to be a piece of shit? Because you know what my problem was?
It's going to make $1 squillion.
It's not funny enough.
I think you've missed it. I think you've just missed it.
You know what?
And I think you went in with too high expectations because what idiot would put this on their top 10 most anticipated thing?
This guy. Absolutely. But you know what? So my cousin's being huge Bad Boys fans.
They'll
love
it.
Last night I talked to him and they were talking about it and they said, yeah, we liked it. And I was
Thank you, cousins.
I actually apologized to Yate Dog. I was like, sorry, man, that was shit. this thing is dragging. I actually think it was.
I know we sometimes lose people.
Crap. Like, it wasn't crap, but it was crap.
I know sometimes lose people when we get into the spoilers because they want to check it out. But if you're still here, I'm now going to do what I would do at the end of the episode.
Wait. Are you calling me Negatron?
Yes! Fuck off!
I can't believe you like this. I suspect you're lying. I actually think you're lying just to piss me off and like do something.
No, I wouldn't carry it this far into it. I would have carried on for 2 or 3 minutes and then given away. No, likes a strong word. It's fine.
No, it sounds like you like it, bitch.
Yeah, I gave it. Oh, well, here I'll give it at the end
All
of the
right,
episode.
All right, fine.
Basically, I recommend this film if you're a Bad Boys fan. I'm not sure what the hell he's going on about.
Well, if you're a Bad Boys fan, you're going to see it anyway.
Yeah, but no, that's not a recommend. You're telling people who... And if you're not a Bad Boys fan, why the fuck are you either A, listening to this, or B, why would you even consider seeing it? Because this is not going to change your mind.
You're right.
But it's better directed than a Michael Bay Bad Boys film. Sure, the writing is average AF. And
was the problem. The dialogue is shit.
The dialogue is shit. I laughed a few times. I also went to PAX Cinema. I assume you did too at a screening.
Yes.
It killed. Like, people around me were like pretty much rubbing their private parts in joy.
What? Yeah. I went to an advanced screening and only a small thatch of the audience to the top right were laughing.
Oh,
everyone around me was not.
That would suggest the critics and the whatever else didn't like it, but the people who aren't that way inclined did.
All right. I don't recommend it. How's that?
Okay. You're allowed to not recommend it. You're an idiot, but you're allowed to not recommend it.
Okay. We can get into spoilers now?
Let's get into spoilers.
All right. Spoil time. All right, Paul, go ahead.
I like the fact that, I did like the fact, first of all, that Mike Lowry got shot.
No, I didn't like that at all. So they're running in a race on the street, and then as Mike Lowry pulls away, some dude machine guns him right in the ass, right? And like fucks him up too, and we're like, and I was like, holy shit.
Well, I thought it was a dream.
But it's, honestly, so did I. I was like, this must be a dream. Yeah. And then it wasn't a dream. I'm like, bitch, please. And then it was like, to me, that changed the whole tone of the show. Because it's like, what is...
But look, I think... You liked Rambo Last Blood more than me. And they're all doing the same thing, these people. I mean, relatively speaking. They're all doing the same thing. They're all acknowledging... Angel Has Fallen, one of the worst films of last year. They're all acknowledging these characters that we followed for X amount of time. And in the Bad Boys case, even though Black don't crack, it's starting to show.
Yes,
right?
Totally.
They're all having to acknowledge that everybody gets older and everybody faces
and
mortality.
I have no problem with that. The James Bond version of that is fantastic. I love that James Bond is old and he's dealing with his shit now.
Did we see the same film, Spectre?
Spectre was good. I saw it again. It was
wank.
Look, everyone said that. What the problem with Spectre is fucking, what's his name? Christoph Waltz, that character, Blofeld was shit. Everything else about the movie is actually great. I'm telling you. I saw it again and didn't stop watching it. I'm telling you. So anyway.
That's what happens when you play computer games. You can watch one on one screen and not on the other.
That's still watch. Well, if Paul's fast speed watching is watching, then this is watching. Bitch, please.
Anyway, point being, I thought that was a good moment because it really changed things up and made things playing for keeps. And then we get Joey Pants getting killed off. Damn!
That, I must admit, I jumped at. I'm like, holy shit.
But here's what I want to acknowledge. It's not a great film. Will Smith comes back from, Mike Lowry comes back from being shot to pieces. And I was like, 6 months later.
He's
good
dancing.
As fucking gold.
He's fine. And
he's like, the chick punches him in the stomach. He's like, ow!
Yeah,
that is the worst he reacts to any of his injuries 6 months after being.
That's right. They fucked him up.
Three times he stopped breathing.
He would have had rearranged organs. There's none of this, I'm going to jump around and go after the bad guys.
Again,
shit.
In this alternative universe where you're a super cop, you can do these things.
Yeah.
I guess I can buy that. But then Joey Pants is at a game, I think watching his daughter play.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck is he walking back to his car without his daughter? Oh, I'll tell you why, because he dies and we don't want to have a child watching that because it's distressful.
Wasn't he walking, what's his name, out? Though?
But where's his kid?
Maybe his mom was there looking after the kid.
Was
the game
over?
Was the game over?
Why would you leave the game early?
Yeah, okay, I'm telling you, it's fucking shit. Actually, what are you talking about? Yes.
My point is, the script is...
That's a big problem, man.
It's fucking average. But I thought the action scenes were pretty good for
you know
what they were.
I was trying to like this movie. I was really upsetly going, a little bit
maybe
good.
I was infected by the exuberance of the audience around me.
But I was at an event screening. It should have been all good. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm surprised to hear you liked it.
What about the motorcycle chase? Pretty cool.
I said, there were serviceable action scenes. It was just not. It just paled in comparison to Bad Boys 2, which I didn't necessarily adore. I just liked most of it.
I didn't like Bad Boys 2 that much.
The end of Bad Boys 2 is the only problem. All the other bits in it, in the middle bit, look great.
It gets overly CGI in the final battle scene. I'll acknowledge the fire and the whatever else. And the way it's structured doesn't seem to work. What's her name? Rita is, can't get you because the fire. And then they all get out 3 steps later. shit like that was stupid. But then we had these gorgeous shots. Did you see that shot where one of them's shooting up? I think it might be Martin Lawrence. Or no, it could be one of the ammo dudes. And he's firing up at people on the sort of spiraling staircase. And the camera tilts on its axis and gives you the vertical shot. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
damn.
No, that was cool. What I thought was happening there was I was watching. Remember, in Bad Boys 2, Michael Bay does this shot where there's two guys are shooting at each other on other sides of the wall. And the camera's doing this.
One of Michael Bay's best shots.
That is the shit. Oh, and did you see that they did the shot where they got up? He mimicked Michael Bay's shot?
Well, these two worshipped at the altar, I should say, of Michael Bay because they really aped the best parts of him, but they had a competent editor and they kept shots that lasted for longer than 2.26 seconds.
Well, that shot of them both rising in slow-mo as the camera kind of cans around.
That's...
But it wasn't as big an arc as the Michael Bay one, which kind of goes around and around. So it's like
but
homage.
It was totally homage.
Totally homage.
There was another great shot where they sort of pounded out on off the top of some ridiculously exorbitant gym deck and then the camera pulls away in a drone.
Oh God, this is a funny thing, right? So all through the movie, last act of the movie, Will Smith is getting literally sniped at. Like people are firing. There's a sniper taking out people, and it's known that Will Smith is a target. So what does he do? Hangs out at home on his balcony, which is like balls huge, right? So
I'm not defending the.
I know. So they're going, maybe don't do that.
We're gonna have a difference of about 4 points in school.
Probably.
I just thought I was entertained, and that's what this film meant. A January action release, I thought it was going to be dog shit, so my expectations were in the floor. Yours were high, and they weren't met. Mine were low, and they were surpassed. I think that's the explanation for what's going on here.
All right. Okay, so then now I want... Is that all you want to say?
That is pretty much it.
All right,
Wayne, give us your final score.
No, I want you to do this point.
You go first. And give me your final thoughts.
Thrill me.
Fine. I think I'm seeing the number 54. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing 54. That's where I'm going with.
After all your bitching and moaning and apologizing to Yate Dog, you've passed this film.
Yeah, but only just. And remember, it's me, not you. A pass to me is still not like, you know, this thing that never happens.
Did I say 3 or 4 points score difference?
What did you say?
I'm giving it a 59. The script is average as fuck.
Look, it's the reason it gets like a pass is because it's not supposed to be this fucking Sondheim epic or whatever, right? And that's, I'm giving it a pass, but it still should have been better. It was like, okay, but I was disappointed. So,
wasn't disappointed, hence it's around a 3-star
score
for me. Can I add, did you stay for the post-credit scene?
No, I was pissed and walked out. What happened in the post-credit scene?
So there's two. And they're both very early in the piece. Like literally it's like director or whatever. And if you jumped out and walked out at that point, you missed Will Smith walking in to see his son because we didn't even mention that, but hey.
I did when he was locked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he says, you want to try and get some of that goodwill back or whatever, you earn some time off. Yeah. I'm like, what the?
Let's set up a sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which I have heard is already in the process.
So wait a minute. That young dude
is going to be bad diapers for life.
Yeah. So in the next movie, I reckon here's what happens, right? Martin Lawrence finally has a heart attack and can make it, right? So then it becomes bad boys, like son and father or some shit. And it's Will Smith and that young motherfucker, because he already...
Bad dads.
Yeah, well, he said that he was, like, training for years and shit, so and he can bust and cap all those people.
In a way, this film is Gemini Man 2.
Oh.
And much better than Gemini Man.
Yeah, Gemini Man 2, slightly Hispanic.
That was another bit of the... Oh, this is ridiculous how we're all over the place with this review, but yeah. The opening bit, which apes Silence of the Lambs, where the woman escapes from prison by murdering a similarly built and dark-haired woman and then donning her uniform.
And, yeah, putting blood all over her face.
I thought about this. The only way this works is assumingly the guards were in on it, but they didn't make that apparent.
No, because all of the guards got capped.
In which case, everyone is a fucking moron.
That if there's, quick, get this one down. Don't check her or anything.
Yeah, exactly. And
ooh, her face is a bit bloody. You want to identify stabbed. Her?
Why are we going to, like, you know, are you okay? Can you? No, we're going to look her in the eye. No, it was dumb.
It was.
These are final thoughts. And
it was overly. It's actually very brutal for like what I was expecting as well.
So was Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2 was very brutal.
I think this was worse. Just women's all chanting tongues and shit and pulling knives out and plastic caps. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the very very final post credit scene was back on the plane where the dude was changing seats with them. In that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then again make another reference to him. Like, can you believe what these guys are?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't see that one. I think I saw the first one. So there you go.
All right, that's our review for Bad Boys for Life. Mm-hmm. What did you think? Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? Is how far off base is Wayne? You can let us know.
Have at me.
Via Facebook in our Facebook listening community, on Twitter at The Countdown PC, via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, or indeed via the ccradio.com, our Australia home.
Well done.
And that is it for this week. Thank you so much for joining us for our review of Bad Boys for Life. We'll be back next week with another review. We will catch you then.
See ya.
Oh, and this has been the soundboard.
No, fuck it.
Eat my ass! Eat all the asses, man!
Sorry, everyone.
See you next time.
Yeah.